generosity has already profoundly touched me, and I have the deepest gratitude and warm wishes. Yesterday, when you spoke of women's ordination in California, I thought of the nuns at Alokavihara Forest Monastery who left the Thai forest tradition to ordain as nuns. As a woman who has felt a strong calling to the monastic life, I feel a painful split in my heart between the love I have for the Thai forest tradition that has changed my life and its seemingly uncompassionate regard for women wishing to live the holy life. It leaves me with a profound feeling of hurt, less than mana. I have to believe that the Buddha, who revolutionarily taught against the caste system, would not want me to feel like a second-class member of the human race when trying to live a life in his example. I've tried bringing self-compassion to this felt sense of my heartbreaking, but the pain seems to get worse with the association of the teachers of the Thai forest tradition who showed me the Dhamma yet follow this anti-nun rule. Would you share some words of healing to help my heart and restore my faith in this tradition that has so profoundly changed my life? With measureless gratitude and metta. It is painful, part of it is as complicated, and part of it is being you've got Buddhism, but then you've got centuries of millennia of customs and traditions in different countries, in different places, and sometimes they don't jive, they don't go together. And you've got these forces of history and whatnot. But I think that's why I also said yesterday why it's important to, I thought what's happening in the West is one of the very positive things, because there's a certain freedom to be able to not have to be constrained by certain cultural expressions, for myself, I'm one of the advisors for Alokavihara. I'm in contact with them regularly. Both Alokavihara as well as the Dhammadharini nuns, they look to me as at the end of the rains retreat, it's part of the tradition for monastics to do what's called pawarna, I serve as a mentor or teacher for them, and try to support and in various ways, and a lot of I think the main thing that I try to encourage is that to live the teachings, put the teachings, because the teachings stand alone and are not really bound by gender, and they are able to be a source of inspiration and liberation. So but this is something quite new, and it's going to take time for a tradition to grow out of it. But I think that it's going in a good direction. There's sincere women who have ordained, and there are sincere women who want to ordain. So that it'll take on its own life. It's still early days. Another 200-400 years, it'll look different. when you look at the Buddhist traditions, I mean, they're over over. They say, like in Thailand, Thailand never had, they don't have any history of having had bhikkhunis. So they don't, it's not in a historical memory. So it's hard. In Sri Lanka, they do. So then there's a lot stronger resurgence of a bhikkhuni order in Sri Lanka because they have it in a historical memory. So it's easier to do. For Thailand, it's a bit less. Yeah, it's less easy.